Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Kate Kelly is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kate's a longtime friend of ours and a great member of our Brain Trust. She is a writer, an author. She's a business consultant. She's the author of How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. She co-authored with Ronnie Eisenberg, Organize Yourself, which is a huge bestseller, and she's our good friend. Kate Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kate, when one of the things that is obviously is your expertise is helping people who perform personal services, professional services, get the fees established that will help them make a living. And I wonder, my question to you now is, in a recession, what kind of a hit does the fee structures take?
It takes a big hit. And I think that the most important thing, and I teach and lecture, you know, through crises like this. I've been through down periods before. And the biggest problem is the small business owner has worked so hard to get a fee at a certain level and to build up the amount of business. And it's really hard for them to understand that right now the most important thing is to keep working, to keep your clients going. And sometimes that requires pulling back on your fee structure a little bit. The best way to do that is by offering options. So you don't drop your price, but you
right.
offer discounts, or you offer three stages where clients can sign up for stage A, stage, you know, AB, or stage A, B, and C, which gives you the variety and possibly the opportunity to get the higher fee. But it gives them some choice, and it lets them continue to employ you, because you, as a self-employed person commanding a decent fee, are still cheaper for a company than a full-time employee.
Right,
so it's
right.
still a good time for being self-employed. It just means you've got to drop some of your feeling that I'm never going to lower my fees,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to say, I'm going to come up with some different strategies for this particular time.
In the last hour, Cliff Inico came up with a couple of important words I think that we should be thinking about. He said, right now, small business owners should be thinking two words, humility and discipline.
Those are excellent, excellent words. That's absolutely right.
And the small business attitude that I've been encouraging my audience to think about for 2009 is this. The small business attitude is, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I think that's an absolutely, because you've got to keep your budget in mind. You've got to make sure that you've reduced your own expenses so that you can continue, you know, whether it's cutting back on travel or whether it's reducing the amount of space or taking a, you know, partner into an office space you've rented. You've got to figure out a way to trim your expenses so that you can
right.
afford to work for less. But the thing is that we're all going to be belt tightening. Everybody's going to be pulling back a little bit. And then there'll be a time for, if you can last, you'll be in great position for the next growth and expansion of your business. It just probably won't happen this year. Although, you know, certainly there are certain businesses that will benefit from, you know,
some people, some companies will do fine. But my point, what I've said is, look, if I think there's no shame if January 1, 2010 rolls around, you're still in business, and there's no shame in saying I had a good year at that point.
Exactly. And you may not have raised your fee structure, or you may have worked for a slightly lower hourly rate than you had intended to, but the bottom line is, if you survived and you paid your bills and you're still out there in business, you will be among those who can be competitive, because the learning experience we
right.
all have through these projects is vast.
Well, there's no question about that, and you know, Kate, you and I both know that there are a lot of young people who've never been through anything like this. This is actually going to be good experience for them, isn't it?
I guess so. Yes, it's difficult to say.
And but now Kate, I know that you're not, you know, you're not as old as I am either, but you know, this probably isn't your first rodeo. You've been through a recession before.
Exactly, and I've counseled business owners who have just come into my classes undone by the idea that everything they've worked toward is, you know, they feel as though it's out the window because all of a sudden they have to change what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't changing. It's just being flexible. And, you know, the other thing is I ran into one manufacturer who was switching providers because he had an opportunity. He could no longer keep up with the contract that was being required by the person who was making his product. And he said, but this is good. You know, they've gotten set in their ways, and it gives me an opportunity to try some other people. He said, it's scary. But it gives me an opportunity to look at the business from a new standpoint and go out at a different way.
So many times when things like this are thrust upon us, at the moment of the thrust, it's very upsetting to us. But most of the time, 9 times out of 10, we look back and say, wow, that was a good thing.
Exactly. And it should create more opportunities for people who can be nimble because staff, you know, companies are going to be trimming their staff. Some of that work is still going to need to be done, and there's an excellent chance that they're going to be starting to outsource it. And any time you can make new sales calls and approach new clients for helping them out, there's going to be a tremendous need for, you know, more things to be outsourced because they're not going to be doing it on staff anymore.
Right. Let me ask you a question. One of the debates that we've been having with some of my other experts over the last couple of 3 weeks has been the debate of the struggle between lowering your fees, offering discounts, and giving something away. And the argument that has been made is, if I've established a certain price for my product, a certain value in my brand, if I discount that, then what I've done is I've diminished the value of my brand. But if I give something away but maintain the basic unit price of my product or my service, when things change, I can quit giving things away and my product is still at the price that I established. What do you think about that idea?
Well, as a woman, where it seems to me women are constantly told, oh, just volunteer, you know.
Yeah.
I have to say I rather advocate for, you know, it's one thing if you're an interior decorator and agree to go in for a one-hour consultation at no charge.
Right.
You know, that's foot in the door.
Sale. No, I don't mean free and no other, I don't mean a free teaser. I mean like if in I'm talking about they're buying something from you, but you give them something extra.
That's the equivalent of
a discount, but you just don't actually discount your services. Get your thoughts on that, and we'll get you to hit those when we come back after these messages, 20 after the hour. Kate Kelly is our guest. Her book is How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. That's newly revised, by the way. Little John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen, a little Heartland music. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's my knowledge base, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, just remember that one, then, or you can even go to jimblassingame.com if you forget the other one. Remember my name, put a .com on the end. And you can find the blog there. You can find the knowledge base there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out all the different things that we have, including all the words of wisdom that Kate Kelly has deposited with us over the years. All that is there, and you can listen to those interviews. You can download them, podcast them, stream them, whatever you like, and lots of other stuff there. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. Kate Kelly, as I say, is our guest. She's the author of How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. Kate, give us your website, please.
It's, you know, my website is americacomesalive.com.
Americacomesalive.com. All right, and they can find your books there and everything?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and all the things that you do. Kate, I was asking you about the idea of giving something away instead of discounting, meaning that the idea, if you were in retail, rather than discount the price, because, you know, small business owners can't get into a price war because we lose the price war. And so we work so hard to keep the value of our products real and to create extra value around our products so people will do business with us and pay us the fee, the amounts that we need to cover our expenses and hopefully make a profit. So if we start discounting them, when people come back after the recession, they're going to get the idea that that's the new price. So some people have been recommending that maybe you sell that product, the main product, at regular price, but you give them something else, and it's like a discount. What do you think?
I think that is a great strategy because it allows you to add on extra value, which may make them more inclined to use your services without actually changing your price structure. I think that's the other reason why you go into a meeting and offer different varieties of your services, where there can be sort of the starter plan, the more expanded plan, and then the full service plan. And that way they can also tailor what they want to fit what their budget is, and you can still get the work and get the foot in the door. And, of course, obviously if they do the starter plan, chances are that they'll end up re-upping and signing you up for more work. But worst-case scenario, at least you got that foot in the door and gives you the opportunity to follow up and you know, treat them as clients and keep them informed of your own progress and all.
So should we go to our customers and say, look, should we if they're still doing business with us, should we just sit there and not act like nothing's going on, or should we go to them and say, look, I know that the economy's tough right now, and your business may not be hurting as much as others, but it's an unsettling time for all of us. Here's a gesture. Here's an offer that I'd like to make you for the next 6 months, just to make sure that you know that I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. What about that kind of an approach?
You know, I actually don't think that's necessary unless the client begins to make noises. I think most clients will be making noises.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of those things that if you're in a satisfactory relationship and are working along and providing a need, it actually just upsets the apple cart. So if they're not making any complaints, then just keep going. I think for the most part, they will say, you know, we're about to re-sign you, and is there anything you can do on your price? Because I think it is a time that everybody's readjusting.
Yeah.
So chances are you're going to have this conversation. But if they don't bring it up, it's kind of
unless you've got wind of something, unless you've got you know that they're cutting, you hear that they're laying people off or something. And I do think that it's a good idea to be preemptive in saying, look, I want to be part of the solution. I'm your partner in this. I want to be part of the solution. What can I do to help you? What do you think about that approach?
Yes, I think
without giving anything away, just saying, what can I do to help you?
I think that's a great idea because certainly it does make them inclusive in terms of going forward and with the idea that you've opened the door for a new discussion. And who knows, maybe it's that they want you to take on a little more responsibility. It might not necessarily all be bad because maybe you can bill for that responsibility.
It could be a business getter for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right, so now that we're making these gestures, we've come up with a schedule, we've come up with a plan that works for everybody. But we all know that this isn't a situation we want. It's not something we want to sustain forever. We know this recession is going to end. We're going to come out of it. We're going to have a recovery. We're going to have an expansion probably after this. So once we get ourselves into this thing, how do we get out?
Well, the most important thing is to just remember that fee setting is a constant art. And as you begin to get more clients, then all of a sudden you get to raise your prices because you don't have time to service the ones that are there. So the new clients come in, you give them a slightly higher price. Eventually you go back to the old clients and say, gee, you know, I'm really sorry, but I don't have as much time to sell to you. I need to raise your price. Or you say, you're a long-term client, and if you guarantee me, you know, 20 hours a month, then I'm happy to keep you on at this price. In other words, you can then use that as a negotiating technique and get your price back up there once you're seeing that your schedule is full and you're not having any problem getting business originally.
When I was a consultant full time, I always made sure that my best customers, my regular customers, were one fee notch below my street price, what I was offering new customers. I always made sure that my good customers were just below those people and that they knew that. And they liked that. They always liked the idea that they were getting that kind of a deal.
Exactly. I think that is a great strategy.
Give us the website again, Kate.
AmericaComesAlive.com.
Hey, thanks, Kate, for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2009 together.
And you too, Jim.
Yeah. Kate Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. How to set your fees and get them wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back with Karen Kerrigan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.